So, Clegg, welcome to the South Lakes. You launched your Countryside Manifesto a couple of weeks ago while on the campaign trail. What can the Lib Dems do for rural areas and continue to do if you are re-elected in this seat for the next 5 years?
Well, a great deal. The Liberal Democrat parliamentary parties, you know, represent some of the most beautiful rural areas of the whole country. I started my 1,000-mile odyssey from Land's End to John O'Groats in Land's End yesterday in rural Cornwall. And here I am, obviously, with Tim Farron here in the South Lakes. And at each constituency, rural constituency, we've been helping farmers, helping rural communities, making sure there's affordable housing so that particularly the next generation doesn't have to leave and up sticks and move elsewhere. Make sure that there is finance for farmers so that they can expand, make sure they get a fair deal from Europe. Make sure in those parts of the country where there are a lot of second homes, which can squeeze out locals, that there are that there is a freedom for local councils to do something about that. And all of these measures, I think, have proved to be really effective and really popular.
And we have a lot of listeners in Barrow. Trident is the massive issue that everybody's been campaigning on. If the Lib Dems were part of a government, would you go as far as to say that you'd support 4 submarines? Because I remember you saying that 4 was too many for you.
No, we think there should be a nuclear deterrent. We're in an unsafe world. But we don't think we need to have an all-singing, all-dancing Cold War version of our nuclear deterrent. You know, we used to have a nuclear deterrent which was built to flatten Moscow at the press of a button. Clearly, the threats that our country faces are slightly different. And that's why we think we can keep ourselves safe by retaining the nuclear deterrent, but step a few steps down the nuclear ladder by having 3 submarines rather than 4. We think that's a sensible balance. It's cheaper. It saves a bit of money, but also I think it represents a smarter approach to the kind of new threats that we face as a country.